Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. So before we get into the topic of this Monday mini, I have an update, a fun update that I want to share.
Okay.
So last night, my mom called me on Google Duo. And my mom is not a very technical person. And apparently it took her like 30 minutes of consulting with people to do it. And it was great. We got to see each other and she was kind of just had her phone set on her lap. And she said that she's been doing this to communicate with her family, but she hates it because she thinks that she looks very bad. And I told her, well, you know, mom, I'll share a trick with you. If you hold the camera like up and you get this angle, that it's going to be better. And she acted like I gave her the most amazing discovery of all time. She was delighted. She kept thanking me. She was like in awe. And I felt it was so sweet. It was so sweet.
There, you can't really pay a good price to get good angles.
She was like, calling people in the house. Like, you will never believe what Annie just showed me. I can't wait to tell you.
That's adorable. Did you also tell her there are filters so she could just hide her face if she wanted to?
See, I actually don't know how to use the filters, but I'm going to figure that out. I'm going to figure that out today and I'm going to send her a message because she didn't know what I was talking about. She couldn't envision it. I was like, oh yeah, you can do all this stuff.
All you do is, I think you have to record message. Just record the message and like over to the side, you'll see like faces and you just click on it and it has all the different options. My favorite is the fish face.
Yes, you've sent me that one before.
I like that one a lot. You can frown. It's really hard trying to frown as a fish, but it's really fun.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do that after this because I promised her I would send her a message today with a filter on it because it was so fun to see her so delighted.
You could also be a cat. The cat one is fun because the little paws at the bottom
come up.
It's kind of adorable.
All right. Oh, maybe I'll send her multiple messages.
You should, because they've got new filters. You're going to be a robot. I mean, all these things.
I'm going to make her day. I'm going to make her day again. but okay, that was just something I wanted to share. Today, we are talking about some gender differences that have come up, been covered a lot in articles during this pandemic. Of course, even during a pandemic, we can't escape these gender differences. I did want to throw in here, we're not really going to talk about this too much, but the Académie Française, and these are the guardians of the French language, have officially ruled that COVID-19 is feminine, despite the fact that the word coronavirus is masculine. And they've told people to stop using the masculine article for COVID-19. And in case you're wondering, yes, it is a bunch of old white men in weird robes with swords. because obviously they have to protect the language
right.
at all costs.
As well as, you know, make sure they know the downfall of man was women.
Yes, exactly.
Or female, rather, was female.
Yes.
So, let's go on. A recent survey of almost 2,500 people found American men less likely to wear masks, and we did talk about this before, because they think it makes them look weak, quote, shameful, quote, not cool. President Trump is a great example in the constant berating and, I guess, poking at Joe Biden for wearing yeah. his, which that is the least of my complaint about Joe Biden, just to put that there. and this gap disappeared when mask wearing was made mandatory.
Yeah, so if it's a choice, then it's shameful, not cool, I'm not going to wear it. But if it's mandatory, okay, I'll wear it.
They still are protesting, even if they are mandated and definitely don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. And you all probably know this, but recent studies have proven that mask wearing is effective. One even found that if 80% of people in the U.S. wore a mask when going out, cases would drop to 1/12 the current rate of infection. So that's pretty huge. Intersectional side, there is definitely the intersection of Black people and Asian people being more harassed or more likely to be harassed for wearing masks outside. There's also the whole argument about Muslim women in France not being allowed to wear face veils, but face masks are required, but they still aren't allowed to wear face veils. So there's that. The same study found that men are less likely to believe that they'll be impacted by the virus. And I know we talked about this a little bit, Samantha, but in my anecdotal observance, which doesn't mean only in my experience, a lot of my male friends are definitely a lot more like, if I get it, I get it.
Right.
And I keep trying to be like, sure. But then if you get it and other people get it,
right.
Like, it's not just about you, buddy. Men are less likely to observe social distancing. Women are twice as likely in general. And some studies suggest that men wash their hands less often.
Right. I mean, that was a conversation, I think, when the CDC came out with, please wash your hands, please wash your hands. And then the men complaining and everybody, a lot of women and females were like, are you not washing your hands?
I know. I had that exact thought. I was like, wait, how many people haven't been washing their hands?
Right. And you're like, wait, why is this so bothersome? Why are you so... That shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah.
Another episode, I guess, maybe. Hygiene? I don't know. And the sad truth is men are actually more likely to be impacted. We know this. It kills more men than women. Spain, Italy, and Germany all have reported that around 60% of the deaths were men. A study published in February by the CDC found that though the infection rate was about the same, men died at a higher rate, almost double. That's
yeah.
a big number. States that report death rate by gender, like New York, have found the same thing. Similar numbers were found in the 1918 flu pandemic and in the MERS and SARS outbreaks. Women in general tend to have more robust immune systems, probably because of pregnancy.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's definitely a factor. Experts aren't sure if this is hormonal and differences in the immune system response or due to behaviors like not wearing a mask and not social distancing, or probably a little bit of both. Current trials are looking into the effectiveness of hormone patches when it comes to COVID-19 symptoms. Another theory goes that the increased deadliness in men might be because more men smoke than women. And beyond compromising your immune system and your lungs, that also increases your contact with your face. The number in China is 54% of men smoke compared to about 3% of women, which is massive. That number is not nearly as, there's not nearly as big a gap in the U.S., but there's still a gap. More men smoke than women. Women are also likelier to take better care of themselves in general.
Right. And at the same time, men are less likely to seek help until the situation is more dire and more likely to have underlying conditions. Dr. Deborah Birx even spoke to this, advising all men with symptoms to get tested.
Yeah, she made like a statement in a like press conference. She said, men, if you've got symptoms, go get tested.
for the love of all that is good, just go get tested if it's available. That's the conversation.
Yep, true.
And deaths are still being underreported. So we don't even have the full picture. Research is ongoing and a lot of things are going on here. I know there's some conflict about the number that's out now being inaccurate and needing a recount. And just that conversation with California about how early was the first case. Was it exactly when they said it was, or was it actually before then?
Yeah. So these numbers are changing constantly. And just the way people document their numbers across the world is kind of different. So as always, know those caveats when you see these eye-catching headlines. But it definitely seems like something is going on here. And I was thinking about this, and I wonder if it could be expanded in all those articles about how it appears that female world leaders are doing a better job handling COVID-19. If you look at Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand, Angela Merkel, Germany, Taiwan, Norway, which is a very small sample size. I know we talk about it in an upcoming episode, or perhaps that episode's already come out. Time is weird.
Time doesn't exist.
It doesn't. But it is interesting to consider that maybe some of this that we're talking about here could also be expanded out into women leaders.
Right.
That's kind of the overall what is going on in these gender differences in our pandemic. If we missed anything, please let us know. If you think we should expand this out into a whole episode, please let us know. Our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffOnNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producers, Andrew Howard and JJ Posway.
You guys rock.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. This episode is brought to you by Pedigree.
If you've been looking for love at first sight, it is closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.